Velo Echo 2 Bravo November Yankee.
Daisy, KJ, good morning.
KF8 FGS, monitoring from the mobile. KF8 FGS, monitoring from the mobile.
KF8 FGS, KAAUHT.
KAAUHT, good morning.
Okay, I must have did something right. So, okay, so that's good. So that gives me a certain level of satisfaction.
And same here, just with this new mode of radio, Again, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Golf Sierra. First personal is David.
Yeah, hi, David. Yeah, so it's nice to give you a call because, I was waiting for John K-E-8-W-U-O. And so to test it out, and you came through, so very good. So I was just, just programming it from the face on this Bofang DM, DM32UV. So good. So first contact on this radio.
All right. Well, very good. Very good. I never did learn how to program it from the front. I just, did it through the software. And there's John is quite a good resource. Are you a member of the Macomb ARPSC?
Yep, yes I am. Kind of get my credentials back going on it. When they first put me on the roster, they called me a legacy member. So now I gotta make my other stuff, get the other stuff going here. But yeah, my name is Steve here, located in St. Clair Shores.
Well, roger that, Steve. There is a code plug on the Macomb ARPSC website specifically for that radio. That's what I did. I downloaded that code plug and then wrote the program directly into the computer just by hooking up a wire from the computer to the radio. And I got 280 frequencies or something like that. More than I could use, for sure. KF8 FGS, back to you. And again, what was your call? KF8 FGS calling Whiskey Bravo 8. Papa, Bravo. Whiskey, Bravo 8, Papa, Bravo, do you copy? No copy, Whiskey, Bravo 8, Papa, Bravo. Hello, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot, Golf Sierra, clear.
This is KAAUHG.
Well, Steven, radio's working. I got a little preoccupied here at work. This is KEAWUO.
Steven, I think you answered me on analog.
Something came up and it switched over, but I heard some scratching on analog. But is this coming through now?
Yeah. I heard you call out here, and then I answered you, and then I thought I heard you on the FBI. So, and I heard you saying something about you switched the ID over or something like that. I don't know. I think you were talking to me, but I don't know. maybe I'm the one that's confused.
Yeah, my radio. So yeah, I didn't answer on the. Maybe your radio switched over to the analog. I think, and probably that's why I got confused. My radio did the same thing. But no, I updated. Just updated from a. I guess. At the beginning of the year, the ones technically won't work on Brandmeister or something like that. So I updated my radio ID from one begins with a 1 to 1 begins with a 3. So it took a few minutes to happen. I did some work and then came back and I saw it was, so you're the first ones that, and now mine has a 3, begins with a 3.
Gotcha, okay. Well, you made it over to DMR. So, well, that's good. I saw it looked like you might have been talking to Dave KF8FGS or something. I forget his call, but I'm sure he's listening. Hi, Dave. But, yeah, so you're getting your feet wet, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, he mentioned that he was trying to get, and I think he was actually throwing his call to get to a different amateur because I heard him giving a call here on, I forgot who the other call, what the other call sign was, and then he went out on the analog side, too. And so anyway, yeah, he did mention the cold plug, which I said I knew about, but he says he's never updated his radio from the front panel. So that's my little accomplishment. See, I'm already well on to that. I know I am. All those elements for level one or whatever that is called.
Yep, you're picking it up like a natural, aren't you? Well, good, yeah, you're... coming in real good. Signal's great. Sound fantastic.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, thanks for coming back to me, folks. That they will confirm my, so I'm looking at last heard on MI5, and so I guess they don't have my call sign up there. I don't know if I have to do anything for that, register it, but we'll see. Give it a few days, and then maybe pursue that, ask a few people, make sure I'm all good. Okay, John, let's get back to what you're doing. I'll get moving here, so that's another checklist, little item off my checklist. Okay, 7-3, have a good afternoon. This is K-A-A-U-H-T.
Alrighty, well, you do the same, and take it easy, and don't work too hard, and have a nice day. K-E-A-W-U-O, I'll be clear.
K-E-A-W-U-O, crap.
This is KF8GSD, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, Chris from Royal Oak, commuting.
KF8GSD, KF8HBW, Sean and Novi. How's it going today, Chris?
Hello, John. Good to hear from you again. I just got off of work over here, and it's time to brave rush hour traffic. How about you? How's it been?
Can't complain, man. Just having a good time exploring the hobby over here and there when time allows. And, yeah, thankfully, you know, my work is from home, so I don't have to deal with traffic. Used to have to go into the office maybe 10 years ago or so. But since then, I've been lucky to be able to do my work from home. Are you just commuting within Royal Oak, or you got to make a trip between cities or towns?
So I'm currently in downtown Detroit, leaving the Detroit Main Library. We have a pop-up tax clinic that we do there 2 times a week, and I'm always on Mondays. So, yep, I have to go from Royal Oak all the way to Detroit, which means either taking I-75 with stop-and-go traffic, or Woodward, which is also just as bad at this time of day, too. I opt for the I-75 since that's what the map says, the quickest route.
Yeah, it sounds like that journey has no fun options at this time of day. But, yeah, I used to do that where, you know, normally what would be normally like a 20 to 25-minute drive ended up being like an hour and 15 minutes during rush hour. So definitely don't miss it. Don't miss it at all.
Thank goodness. It sounds like you're doing pretty good with the work from home option, especially with that commuting question. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I have to do some vehicle work tomorrow. More of like a brake job all around, make sure everything's still working good, replace some pads, rotors, calipers, all that good jazz that needs to be done. But I'm still waiting for parts. Hopefully they'll be here by the time I get home tomorrow so I can get some peace of mind while commuting. The vehicle stops, but it just doesn't feel right, if that makes any sense. And I'm very confident it's either some warped rotor or a worn-out brake pad or some caliper that's not functioning properly. So I figured might as well replace all of that with Rock Auto parts.
I know exactly what you mean, man. I've done a similar thing on my current vehicle, my previous vehicle. I've only done it, like, twice because I'm also, I mean, my car is a manual transmission, so because of that, you inherently drive a little bit more conservatively sometimes compared to automatic. And then I'm also just a little bit more gentle in general with the brakes, stopping a little bit earlier and that kind of stuff. So I guess mine's been the last quite a while. But yeah, I did the same thing. I put the Duralast from AutoZone or something like that. And last summer when I got a new car, I did all four. And served me pretty well, holding up very well so far. Yeah, man, when things aren't going well in the brake area, doing all four of them gives you quite a difference. Yeah.
Right on. A lot of people will complain that a lot of the cheaper parts are no good. Honestly, if it fits, and it does the same thing, I don't care what I'm paying for the part, as long as it works. And in some cases, it's worth getting the cheaper part. Like, yes, you get warranty from auto stores and whatnot, but then you can get the same part three times over for the cost of one part at the auto store by getting it online. So that's kind of what I tend to do, and so far it's worked out pretty good. Instead of paying three times the price for a part I can replace only once, might as well just replace it three times for less than what an original part costs.
I think with some of these, they have a certain warranty on them where you basically buy it once, and then whenever you have to replace it for that car, you just, take the old ones in, and they just give you new ones for free. I don't know if I'm making stuff up, or maybe there's a little bit more constraints on that, but I'm pretty sure that some of them carry like a warranty or something like that is possible, so you really only ever have to pay for it once for the life of the car. So those are kind of the ones that I look out for. They got some kind of warranty like that where it works out in the long run. But I'll have to go check the details on that and refresh my memory, and maybe next time I talk to you, I can give you a little bit more detail about that. Might be helpful in terms of self-control.
Well, you're definitely right on the lifetime warranty. AutoZone is the only one that does that, whereas all the other auto stores do a one-time replacement warranty. That is something my dad's been telling me to get, but at least for me, there's some parts of the vehicle that you realistically replace once, especially if it's a higher mileage vehicle. And in that case, it might be worth it getting the lifetime warranty stuff, especially for tie rods and whatnot. But for a strut, I'd rather cheap out on that too. It still feels just as nice.
Gotcha, man. Yeah, I don't know too much about the parts beyond, oil and brake-related stuff, because that's all I've ever done on my end. So, suspension, probably what that kind of stuff. So, but that's good to know that it's just, for those kind of things, too, if I ever, go deeper into it. I'm working on my own cars, if I can find similar kinds of parts situations, not just with brakes, but with other parts of the vehicle, too.
Yep. You don't have to know everything about vehicle repair, but as long as you can get most of the stuff done and only take, the more complicated technical stuff to the dealership or a shop, that's kind of what I tend to do, too. I try to do as much repairs as possible with what I've got, and if it's something that I can't do DIY, I'm more than happy to take it to a shop. Sometimes there's, a part that's stuck that I can't get out. They get to the shop, they take care of it. Alignment, tires, I don't want to mess with that myself. But stuff like 100% oil change and brakes, everyone try to do that too, because those are the more common items that wear out. And the less you spend at shops and for repairs, the better overall.
Yeah, I think the other thing that I find too, beyond the educational value is that, I feel like when you're doing the work on your own stuff, you take, the extra, time or effort or whatever it is you need to do to make sure that you feel like it's done right, as opposed to, some places you take it, you don't know if the quality of their labor is up to snuff.
Yep, that's right. I don't really trust too many shops, and whereas if you do it yourself, you torqued it right. Maybe over-torqued it a little bit too, but as long as it's on tight, And, I mean, it's just the satisfaction, too. I think that's the part I enjoy about it most, because it's one thing to take in your vehicle into a shop, and then they give it back to you, and it runs a little better. And it's another thing to, like, I fixed it, and I know exactly what was wrong with it. And you kind of give better, I know I give my vehicle more respect whenever I do repairs on it, too. Like, yep, this vehicle, I put it together, I know the ins and outs a little more. You could say you know the vehicle a little more intimately. And then, yeah, I don't really know how to explain it and put into words. I think it's just the satisfaction that I enjoy about it most. It's not necessary, but, hey, it's fun to do.
Yeah, total agreement, and definitely a sense of pride and satisfaction in doing it yourself on those things. So, good talking, man. You know, let's get back to the commute. I know it's not easy to talk and drive in this kind of traffic, and I got to do some other things. So, I'll try to continue to you, and have your rest of your day and evening. KSA-HPW, please.
Thanks for chatting, HPW. This is Chris from Royal Oak. I'll be clear over here as well. 73-KFA-GSD. Take care.
Totally right. DOD testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
KFA-GSD, I hear you loud and clear. Good volume.
Totally right. DOD.
Hello, DOD. This is Chris, KFA-GSD, mobile and commuting.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yeah, like I said, it's pretty new code. I'm just trying some different settings on the radio. Thank you for the comeback, though. I appreciate it. WATOG.
No problem. It's always a pleasure. Is it Delta Oscar Tango for your call sign, D-O-T?
No, it's Delta... Whiskey 8, Delta, Oscar, Delta.
Roger that. Whiskey 8, Delta, Oscar, Delta. What's the pleasure to meet your acquaintance? I'll be...
Thank you very much, 73's. W8DOD back to monitoring.
KCKGO.
KS8HCW, Mobile and Novi. How's it going today, Thomas?
I heard somebody up there. KGL, I found it below.
Sorry, Thomas. Maybe I was in a bad spot, but I didn't totally catch that. Could you come back to that again?
Oh, yeah, I heard you, but I didn't hear you kind of thing.
Yeah, it must have been a bad spot. I was having the same situation over here. But, fantastic. How are you doing? And hope you have a good evening.
Good evening, good evening. We go drop some stuff off the Salvation Army in Baltimore and back home.
Sounds good, yeah. It's always good to clear some stuff out and instead of, you know, throwing it away, hopefully passing along to somebody else for them to use. You know, less stuff in the landfill definitely helps us all out.
Yeah, we had a garage sale or a yard sale in the city, you know, citywide yard sale over the weekend, and then the stuff that's left over, really don't want it. Even tried giving it away, nobody came and picked it up, so, you know, we just packed it all in boxes and packed it in my car, and I'm just going to get it down to Salvation Army and get rid of it all. Just someone will make money off of it, you know, Salvation Army. Get the money off of it for donations and stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely, especially your last option, especially if you tried, you know, other avenues to unload it and get rid of it. Still, like, difficulty with that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's some clothes and some knickknacks here and there. You know, so, like I said, one man's trash is ever met. So, how I see it, we'll get a bunch of other clothes away. Like I say, we bag the powder didn't want it. So, throw it on Facebook and say, here's a bag of clothes. You know, our shorts, our shirts, blah, blah, blah. So I'm
sounds good, man. Well, glad to hear you lighten the load a little bit. I got to say 7:30. Just got back into my driveway. So take care. Have a good evening. And catch you later. KF8HPW, clear.
All right, have a good one. Catch you later on the radio sometime. KZKG.
This is K-A-A-U-H-G.
K-A-A-U-H-G-K-G-K-G. How is it going?
Okay, Tom. There's a little bit of the last key phone and all that. Yeah, I just got the, I programmed this from the radio. I used a code plug on it. So I was playing around, and so I think I had some success. I had some pink ones when I last heard on the MI5 site, and I went and updated my radio ID from the one that began with a 1 to 3, so making some progress here on DMR.
Well, so far so good, Steve.
Yeah, it's this Wushong, but the cost of the battery to put in it probably about the price of this whole set up here with two batteries and everything else in the new rig. And Sean made a code plug for it some time ago. Haven't been on it in a bit. So I'm going to download that code plug at some point and install it. But so having some fun here trying to figure out how to make things work off of the keypad.
Oh, that's an adventure in itself. Try to do it with an XPR 6550 or a SL7550, trying to get those contacts in there. It's kind of crazy.
So do you get on the wall? So what's the status of the Wally's repeater on 2 meters? I was out on the, I was getting the radio ID and looking at DMR repeaters in the area, and I did see Wally's was listed, and it's got like everything. Says it attaches to statewide one. I think it's statewide one as well. I think it's kind of listed in there somewhere.
I think that portion's in progress. Right now she's a standalone and going through a bunch of beta testing, and so far so good. We were messing all of it on Saturday, and she's sounding good. So it's getting there. It's operational. And I think we got, like I said, it's probably a couple tweaks here and there, but so far so good.
So should I be able to hear it down here in St. Louis Shores? Do you think, I know you said he had the lower power because of the, separation, some issues that you're cleaning up, and you got some capacitors and some things y'all were trying.
Yeah, I think we got it. I'm trying to find the Salvation Army here in New Baltimore. Oh, must be up further. But yeah, I mean, we got it. We got the separation. We got low dB, and I think she's going to do okay.
Well, that's good to hear. Nice when it's something to work in. So is it at the power level that he's going to keep it at?
Yeah, I believe so. That where she's sitting. I think she's got her, I think he's got her at like 50 watts, but I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. Okay. Okay. Keep moving along. Yeah, I tell that story about while we're talking about the AI and how I was able to get the password and all that. And so it's still kind of crazy to me, boy. It's, I guess, a real-life application of AI. So it's pretty impressive how he was able to use AI to accomplish what he was trying to accomplish.
Oh, 100%. I think it's a great thing. It's great that he did that. I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah, very much so. So how's your vehicle come along? The Ford one you got? Is that the one? The back window popped out or something, or something happened to it?
Yeah, the window got blown out, and thank goodness for glass insurance. So, got it fixed, and I checked. I'm in it right now. Oh, it is open. Cool. I'll be right back. I'm gonna. I'm not ready yet. I got some stuff I got to drop off for us here at the Salvation Army. I mean, I came home and the back window was popped out right along the top strobes. And from what my buddy at the local PD said is that it blew outwards and not inwards. So.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to get your bulletproof doors and all that. So. Quite the vehicle. And well, sounds like you're having some fun with it. And I think Sean's traveling out of state to pick up a vehicle for himself.
Oh yeah, he's up in up north of Albany now.
Yeah, I remember during COVID, he wanted to get a bike, wanted to get back into biking, you know, bicycling, and he went to Ohio. He got one. Pretty good at. Once he kind of gets locked in on something, all of a sudden, you think it's going to happen, and then, so that one guy, he was driving down to Ohio, I guess, during COVID, to pick up whatever, or a good brand bike and all that. He put a lot of miles on it, too. But I think now he's got the e-bike, trying to get back in shape to put on a lot of miles on his regular pedal bike.
That's when I picked up my Escalade was in, during COVID. I had to make an appointment and everything to go get it. We got it on our anniversary.
Oh, nice, yeah. Yeah, during COVID, I got the vehicle I had. Unfortunately, it was because my cousin had passed away, and so the vehicle was coming to me. I think my cousin was in charge of his state type of stuff, and it was taking care of it, and she made an appointment today. First it was going to be after how many weeks out. She said, hey, I got one in, whatever, 2 weeks, so sometime in October. And got stuff transferred. It worked out okay during COVID. So, a lot of stuff. Look back on it, kind of strange during COVID.
Be right back. Got to close the back deck.
Cool. Okay. K-A-A-U-H-G.
K-A-A-U-H-G. Okay, I'm back. I just had to close it back because it doesn't close by itself.
Yep, very good. Yeah, so was your garage sale, was there some garage sale that was like went all the way up into the thumb? Was yours a part of that chain of garage sales that were going on or something separate?
No, ours was Memphis days, so it was just Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I know about the M25 garage sale because I got some things going up that way.
Oh, okay. It's been a few years since I've been to that one, certainly before COVID. But it's quite popular. And, it goes all the way up to Sibley. And people make a nice road trip out of it, and wonder what kind of stuff. So, what kind of stuff were you have in your garage sale for the or yard sale, whatever you had going on? What was the primary like stuff you had?
Oh, knickknacks, little collectible pieces, or shelf pieces, displays. Nothing really major. It was just stuff that my late mother-in-law had in his cabinet. After my brothers-in-law went and scavenged everything, we just sold what was left. And what was left from the yard sale, I just dropped off here at Salvation Army in Chesterfield. I got two books still sitting at the house, but I didn't have to put those on the curb. Lost you there, Steve. KCKCO.
Hello, Cujo. This is Darren Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
You're out there somewhere. This is KAAUHG.
Hello, Darren. And Steve, you're back. KCKCO.
Yeah, I talk about like garage sales and things up in the sun for years. They had this swap shop show on AM radio. It's out of Sandusky up in the sun, 660. They count from 1 to 2. I'll tune in every once in a while. And they'll get a whole mixture of things. So they're asking you, because once you get up that way, someone might be selling eggs or some, you know, farm equipment or... you just don't even know, car parts, vehicles, whatever, and beds, clothes, you just name it. They have all kinds of combinations of some people some people are selling, looking to go through. And it can't be any dealers or anything like that. You call up and they don't have like a screener for it. People should know the rules they give them a pretty good scolding, which it rarely happens, but if they don't follow the rules. But there's some interesting stuff that people are looking for or looking to sell.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was this past weekend also or if it's already passed, but yeah, it's pretty cool. And then next week is the Armada Fair, so that's going to be funny. Then we got the Dream Cruise on Saturday. And hello there, MKF-ATGQ. Go ahead and throw it over to Steve. Easy, KJ.
How's it going, everyone? I was earlier testing an 80-meter antenna today, and it seems like it should work. Just doesn't seem to be working in reality, but don't know why that is. I'm guessing 80 meters is the wrong time of day for now. On to, I believe it was Dean next. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango 4.
No, it's Steve. Yeah, hi, Darren. I don't know if you got a replacement for your radio there and the amplifier or not, but if you're working HF, hopefully you had some resolution to some of that stuff, whatever you had going on, or you have a backup or whatever, I don't know. Over to you, Tom.
Yeah, you guys got me on HF. I've been at tech the entire time I grabbed my ticket, so don't know that much about it, don't have any amplifiers. But I've seen Captain Don's, and he's got one heck of a setup. And Darren, you got to bring your mic game down on your digital, because you are blowing my doors off. Or back off on the radio, one of the two. But you're like, I have to turn you down a lot, and then Steve is just right, and I got to turn him up.
Okay, thank you. I think it's my turn now. For the amp question and the radio question, yeah, I'm in the process of trying to sort that out still. I've been talking to a coworker trying to figure out and diagnose the radio electronic stuff. I found two parts, one in each device, that looks like it's faulted. The power amp, it looks like it's just a MOSFET or something like that. I don't exactly remember what it was, but either way, I think I know what smoked at the very least. And then on the radio itself, it's just another transistor of sorts, of some sort. And that was on the PTT line. So it was something getting the mysterious 12-volt line that's undocumented getting shorted to the PTT line, seemingly. On to the next person, I think, Dean.
Yeah, it's Steve. Well, okay, that's good. There's some discrete components in there that give you hope. So you hope we can find those and you can... figure out a way to replace them. That'd be nice. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, keep trying, Darren, but this time don't let the magic smoke out.
I'll be back to the HF shenanigans, just listening for now. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Back to listening.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, they're usually checked into the double nickel net on Monday at 7 around there, so if you check them and share us some words of wisdom that we got going there. So very good. I have my general. I haven't used that privileges a whole lot, but I do have a coach. That's why I thought it was kind of strange, the one when Wally was talking about, you could use Morse code for R and why. So I think Tim was asking us, I guess, does anyone know what R or Y is? I just kind of
was like a pregnant pause, you know, they were like, no one's saying anything, and I was like, you know, for the two. I was surprised I was the only one to come up with it. I even work CW, you know, rarely, but I still remember it.
I was trying to learn it a little bit, but my brain was starting to melt. I'm like, you know, I mean, I'll learn, you know, I know F, I know O, I know F. I think I know A, maybe. I don't know, I gotta, you know, sit down, buckle down, and, you know, learn a little bit more. But I'll learn the R and the Y, specifically for Skyborn. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that tough. I'm gonna check my phone here. I hear it's ringing. So I'm gonna go on standby here for a couple minutes. Yeah, it was the potential spam on the caller ID. I'd go to the other room, but imagine this stuff with the elections and all that. You know, there'd be polling and different things coming on phones in the next few months.
What time is the next thing? Is it 7 o'clock? And I don't think John does it anymore.
The Double Nickel one. 7 o'clock, yeah, is when we run it. John kind of started out. I remember there was Pastor Bill. Bill was, I've got his call. I think a KB8 call or something like that, and he was in Marine City, and that's kind of how we started it, because he had a link to the Warren repeater, and I just kind of kept it going, you know, for the most part, you know, and people come in. John does. If I ask him if I would send John W8TOY, yeah, here's your net control. Yeah, the other John, you're right, 88OD. Yeah, he's taking a step back. He's got too many stuff with his children and all that. So, but I'll pick up another net control here maybe soon. We'll see.
Well, was that you that was taking it over for John because John was having a hard time with it?
John. Yeah, he was doing it for a bit, and he just was. I was working in Novi at the time, like sometime he was doing it, and then at some point, and then John, when that gig ended, that was last year, and then John was doing it some, and then John and I were switching off and all. So John, W-A-T-O-Y, John, A-D-A-O-D, yeah, he just was having a hard time getting freed up on Monday evenings with his, some of the stuff, and especially in the summertime, he's got his work, and he's got his kids, and you're home, and you're kind of home, but he's got, you know, different rotating people that help out with his children, too.
Well, I've known W-A-T-O-Y for, 30-some-odd years now, you know, something like that, because he retired in 2014.
Oh, yeah, I've known John for a little bit of time, but certainly not that long. I probably just had, like, a pass, and, you know, two strong passing by over the years. But I've had my license since 1984. But this probably John the last 10 years or so with the nets and stuff. I got to know John a little more.
Nope, I know John from our ADT days. He was one of the operators when the central station was open when I got hired in 93. And then they shut it all down, but John and I would work together because he did one of the banking systems. And I go with him and help him out, you know, changing fans and servers and updating servers and stuff. So I've known John a long, long time. And then he retired, and I took over part of what he was doing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very good. Yeah, there's another John in Madison Heights. That's why he said Southern Madison Heights, because the other one was in Northern Madison Heights. I wonder why he pops up. What's his, yeah, another John, what's his call? I just saw it recently on something. And, you know, I can't remember at the moment. But, yeah, a lot of Johns out there.
Well, you got John H, you know, K-A-W-U-O, John T, A-D-A-L-D, John L, little John, you know, W-A-T-O-Y, and you got John Trainer John, you know, P-O-X. So there's a couple.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, and my middle name is John. A lot of people's name, middle name is John, I believe, as well. So, Tom, I'm going to let you go here. I'm going to make sure I got my stuff set up for the net and all that, make sure I got my little paper. You know, I've done it so many times, I don't know why I stumble around. If I have to wing it, I mean, I can do it, but I'm used to reading it off the paper. I have a tablet, too. And let me get settled with that change batteries on my rig and all. So I'm going to say 7-3. Thanks to the Kiso. Let me try out the DMR rig. K-A-8-U-H-G.
Yeah, at least when somebody uses Phil on the call, I know they're talking to me, tape here.
Oh, there's Phil. Hey, Phil. All right, Steve, go and get ready for your net. Maybe I'll try to get upstairs and get on and see if I can get it to the attic antenna. But we'll see, because I know there isn't a home fair link to it, so I'll give it a shot. Go ahead, Phil. KC, K-A-G-O.
Yeah, like Steve was saying or whatever, a lot of Johns out there. But usually when I hear them, somebody say Phil, you know they're talking about me. Rarely is there more than one in a crowd.
I'm glad there's only
one. Usually, yeah, it's true. Even Sean's there. Sean's been on the air. Talked to recently. Spelled the same even.
Yeah, Sean, Tom, John. They all sound the same. You know, so if you're not paying attention, like, what? Who was talking? What? Yeah, Sean's up in upstate New York now. Getting a very specific vehicle that he's been wanting, so that's cool. 6-hour drive. Not too bad.
Okay, let's see. So I'm going through the Novi machine right now. I did adjust my audio because over at the breakfast on Sunday, so we were doing some testing, and you're seeing my audio on this radio is a little low. How does it sound to you?
She sounds better, Phil. So I don't know if you adjusted your gain or not, but she sounds fine. She's doing okay. What do I sound? I'm on the XPR4550. And Wally actually adjusted the audio for me, and he's like my ears when I say, "How do I sound?" It's like Verizon. How about now?
Yeah, it's a little, for lack of a better term, nasal. I'm not getting a lot of the low end, I guess. Maybe that's probably typical Motorola style.
All right, maybe I'll bring the mic gain up or just bring the mic up. I already sound nasally, so that's probably what that is. Not the radio, it's the operator.
Well, no, because I know what you sound like on the other one, on the P25 and the other, and this is just tinier, and I guess it's probably a better term.
It's a 550, so different mic on that one, so.
Right, you're dropping out a lot there, either that or I was on the receive side.
I heard the dropouts here too, KM1ESL.
Well, okay. So it's you're in there, Tom.
Hey, Phil, are you on your Anytone? Because if you are, check between the 7 and 8 key. That's where the microphone hole is. You might just have some debris in it.
No, I'm on the CSA100B+. The audio still sounding low?
It just, I mean, you your level is okay, but I feel like it's capturing the lower tones of your voice. Like, it's not getting your upper tones of your voice. Like, it's like it needs to be shifted. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think there's any way you can do that, but it's like it's got a lot of low end, not enough high end.
Yeah, I'm in a weak draw. Up here in the top line, please, yeah. 30 seconds from the actually, I think I heard about you up here.
I'm option on this thing. Anyways, I'm sure you'll figure it out. It's probably just something simple like drilling a hole in the microphone. Hold on. I don't know. Just kidding. I'm making dinner, so I'm going to sit back here. Can't say that.
Okay, your ID isn't coming through. You must be in a hotspot, I'm imagining.
Yeah, I'm doing something goofy. Yeah, I'm going in through the Brandmeister talk group, so that's why my ID is not showing up.
Yeah, I wish they fixed that. All right, let's get back to your dinner. I'm just going back home anyways. I'll look into the audio thing if there's any other adjustments on this one. But... yeah, so I'm talking like I normally do on any other microphone. So it's sounding, you say it's sounding like it's losing the highs. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it just seems like it shifted to the low. Because I've heard your voice in person, right? And you got a little bit more octave, I guess, a little bit above, you know, where you're talking. So it may be just as simple as, like, opening the mic. And sometimes that mic element just, like, falls away from the hole, and you just got to, like, align it. It sounds like that to me.
All right. Well, it's pretty much a brand-new microphone. I don't know. But I will. That's something I can check. All right. All right. Catch you later. Thanks for the input. KPS and Tom, I don't know if you're still good. KPR 73.
K-E-A-K-I-N, K-M-1-E-S-L. K-E-A-K-I-N, K-M-1-E-S-L.
K-F-A-G-S-T.